a credible regulator, ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 18 hours with their headlines. Dalito Lungu appeals for forfeiture of 24 million Kwacha properties. Zamsa launches probe into sexual harassment allegations, and in international news, girl 14 shot dead as South Africa's taxi wars hit school.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Former President Edgar Lungu's son, Dalito Lungu, has appealed against the forfeiture of his properties valued at over 24 million kwacha. In a memorandum of appeal filed in the Court of Appeal, Mr. Lungu submitted that the lower court erred in law and fact by rejecting his unchallenged affidavit evidence that his father financed the purchase of some of the properties. He argues that the court also erred in law and in fact in accepting the Director of Public Prosecution's assertion that the aggregate value of the motor vehicles subject to the forfeiture application was 22,050,842 kwacha, when the figure was not supported by any independent or credible evidence of valuation. Earlier, the Economic and Financial Crimes Court had ordered the forfeiture of 69 motor vehicles and 23 pieces of land located in various parts of the country. According to the court judgment, concerns were raised regarding Mr. Lungu's compliance with tax return requirements by the Zambia Revenue Authority, including the submission of nil returns. The court had observed that the funds used to acquire the properties were reasonably suspected to have been obtained through illicit or unlawful activities, including money laundering and tax evasion. Mr. Lungu insisted that no clear connection was established on a balance of probabilities between any alleged offence and the properties in question. The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency says it has instituted administrative inquiries into social media allegations of sexual harassment and undue influence involving a senior official. ZAMSA Acting Director General Olive Kivola has described the allegations as serious, adding that the matter has been formally referred to the relevant authority for an independent investigation. Ms. Kivola said that ZAMSA enforces a strict zero-tolerance policy on sexual exploitation, abuse, and harassment. She has added that the agency operates a transparent grievance redress mechanism overseen by a designated committee to ensure that all complaints are addressed thoroughly.
These allegations are serious. Internal administrative inquiries have meant, and the matter has formally been referred to the relevant authority for independent investigation. ZAMSA, as an institute, enforces a strict zero-tolerance policy on sexual exploitation, abuse, and harassment. Here, in short, the agency operates a very transparent grievance redress mechanism overseen by a designated committee to ensure that all grievances are addressed thoroughly.
Government says that procurement delays have become one of the most significant constraints of to performance, with projects approved in principle often stalling during implementation. Cabinet Office Permanent Secretary for Special Duties, Wisdom Walia, has noted that the challenge affects government institutions, state-owned enterprises, local authorities, private companies, and development partner-funded programs. Speaking at the official opening of the Zambia Institute of Purchasing and Supply second annual committee workshop, Mr. Walia said that while compliance in procurement processes is essential, it must not result in paralysis.
And local national development and value creation across public, private and developing sectors captures the reality we cannot avoid. Procurement delays have become one of the most significant conference of the performance of the state owned enterprises, local authorities, private companies, and development partners. Development partner funded programs. Projects are approved in principle, but still in process. Budgets are allocated, but not converted into impact. Opportunities identified, but not executed on time.
Meanwhile, Zambia Institute of Purchasing and Supply Vice President Polite Hamaleka said the workshop theme calls on stakeholders to reflect on how procurement decisions impact service delivery, economic performance, and national development outcomes.
Over the next 2 days, participants will be engaged in practical and solution-oriented discussions focusing on issues that affect procurement efficiency and organizational performance. We will examine factors that commonly cause procurement processes to slow down and critically assess whether existing approval structures promote accountability or inadvertently create delay. Organizations will also consider the broader consequences of delay decisions, not only for individual institutions but for national priorities.
United Front for a Strong Foundation President Brian Tshisekedi has criticized the government's school feeding program, describing it as a failure to create jobs for parents and address the high cost of living. Mr. Tshisekedi said the program confirms that many families are struggling to provide food for their households, stating that government intervention should focus on empowering parents economically rather than feeding children at school. He said if children are motivated to attend school primarily for meals instead of education, it undermines the efforts of teachers and amounts to a misuse of taxpayers' money. Mr. Tshisekedi has added that parents, teachers and children should be able to access 3 meals a day at home without depending on government for what may be their only meal.
If the motivation of the children is to go to school to eat, it defeats the whole purpose of education. It frustrates the efforts of teachers and is a waste of taxpayers' money. The responsibility of looking after children belongs to the parents. The government's responsibility is to create jobs and good salaries and wages to allow the parents to provide food for their children both at school and at home.
The Mine Workers Union of Zambia has expressed regret over the fatal accident involving Eddie Mfunda, a processing plant operator at Mimbula Minerals Limited, which occurred yesterday at Conveyor Belt 20, the company's processing plant in Chindola. According to reports, Mr. Mfunda sustained fatal injuries during routine operations at Conveyor Belt 20, where he was assisting with clearing choked material when a metal plate detached from the feeder and struck him. Speaking on behalf of miners, MEZ President Joseph Kere has extended his heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family and friends of Mr. Mfunda during this painful period. Mr. Kere has noted his concern that this unfortunate incident is the 5th mining accident recorded in 2026 so far, resulting in a 6th fatality following earlier incidents at Mopani Copper Mine and Lurambe Copper Mine. This is according to a statement issued by NEZ Coordinator and Public Relations Officer Michael Kaluva.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Energy Regulation Board has launched investigations into concerns over the rapid depletion of electricity units in the country. Speaking during a media engagement, ERB Director General Engineer Elijah Sichone said the fast depletion could be attributed to increased household electricity consumption following improved power supply stability. He has added that preliminary findings of the investigation will be released in due course.
The complaint has been raised that a number of them have been formally noted from the ERB that these units seem to be depleting